Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. There's a strike going on. Not a lot of people talking about it. It involves 150 operators. Ed Maher is the communications director for the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 150. And Ed, is it true that the biggest point of the strike doesn't have to do with money?
That's right, Lisa. That's right. We're on strike for unfair labor practices. And these are charges that we've filed against three employers with the National Labor Relations Board. So these workers have had their rights violated by their employers, and we filed charges about a week and a half ago. And that's what led to the strike being called on June 7th against these three large material producer companies, Lehigh Hanson, Vulcan Materials, and Lafarge Wholesome. These are material producer companies that produce things like sand, gravel, crushed stone, all of which are vital to the production of concrete, asphalt, and other materials that are used in the construction of roads, bridges, buildings, airport taxiways, etc.
And of course, this is construction season, road construction season for sure. So is it already, causing some jobs to be delayed?
We've heard word that there are some small municipal jobs that have been slowed down as a result of this. But yes, some of the asphalt companies in the industry have said that they're running low on their stockpiles of material. And as I said, these products are required to make asphalt and concrete. And if you can't get enough stone or gravel or sand to do that, the stockpiles run out. And we've heard some asphalt producers saying that they may have to shut down as early as tomorrow or by midweek because they just don't have enough material. And we've been working, we negotiated with these three companies that we're on strike with throughout last week. And at the conclusion of negotiations on Friday, we opened our scheduling books to just say 24/7, anytime that you can sit down, we will sit down and continue working on this. You know, we didn't reach a resolution last week, but this dialogue is so important to getting to an end point. And they've at this point refused to commit to any additional negotiations. And so we're calling on them at this time to get back and get back to the table and keep working on this, because needlessly slowing down the construction season is reckless and it's just unnecessary. So we're trying to get back to negotiating. We want to work toward a resolution of this, of these charges. And so that's where we are right now. But it's 300 highly skilled, highly trained men and women who perform this work that are right now standing on picket lines.
Okay, that's 300 of about 23,000 150 operators in the state of Illinois. So are those other 22,700 operating engineers adhering to those striking? Are they not working, or are they crossing picket lines? How's that going?
We have not heard anything about our members crossing picket lines. We're very, very proud of the solidarity that exists within our union, and we've seen a lot of solidarity coming from other workers in various trades as well. So Local 150 members are heavy equipment operators primarily, and they work in various industries, road building, building construction, material production is one of those industries. We've seen a lot of solidarity from our other members. A lot of folks have been bringing out, bringing up bottles of water, bringing out food to the picket lines and things like that. But we are appreciative of all the solidarity. You know, when people drive by and see the picket lines, they've been honking horns, giving thumbs up, just finding small ways to show support. Because these are just local workers that are out here that are employed by enormous multinational corporations. And they've worked tirelessly throughout the pandemic. They were essential workers, and they were out there every day, sometimes working hundreds of feet underground to keep these companies operating and to keep them exceptionally profitable throughout a pandemic. And in the past 2 to 3 years, they've just been treated more as adversaries. They've had their rights kind of toyed with. They've had the terms of their agreements unilaterally changed by the company. And, I mean, these are some of the things that led to the unfair labor practice charges that we filed. But But this is all about workers that are being, you know, unfairly treated despite the hard work that they've put in over the course of this pandemic. And so we're trying to work to resolve these differences and to make sure that we can reach an agreement where this doesn't continue to occur.
You know, so I would imagine that
in this industry since 1967, we haven't had a strike in this industry in generations. But that partnership's been degraded, terribly in the past 2 to 3 years, just by the way that these three employers have been treating their employees.
And most reports are saying that unions are on the rise, that there's more support for them in Chicago. Are you surprised that now some companies are like, no? And are they threatening to replace these workers?
I mean, they're not threatening to replace these workers. They are currently replacing them. The association has said that they are not replacing them. But since day one, they have been replacing these workers with supervisors, with management, and then with workers that have been brought in from other states in the case, again, these are national companies. And so when they have labor disruptions like this, they have dedicated teams that go around the country and perform this work. So this is currently happening. But what you're saying is absolutely correct. Unions are more popular than they've ever been, probably since about the 1960s in this country. People understand more than ever, coming out of a pandemic, that workers, come to work every day and don't deserve to have their most fundamental basic rights messed with. You know, these folks are not out there, as you said, they're not fighting over pay, they're not fighting over wages, they're not fighting over benefits. They're just fighting to have their rights protected and to make sure that their collective bargaining agreement's not violated. I mean, the purpose of a collective bargaining agreement and unions is to set an agreed set of rules that can't be violated by an employer. And these employers have been continuing to do that and just antagonizing their employees. So I'm not surprised at the level of support that unions have seen, and I'm not surprised by the level of support that these workers have seen.
Okay, Ed, I've got to toss it to traffic in like 20 seconds, so one last quick question for you. Outside
sure.
of school unions or teachers' unions, where does 150 rate with 23,000 members in the state of Illinois? Is it top five unions or as far as members?
For construction, I would say that we're probably up there. I mean, the Carpenters Union is very large. The Laborers Union is very large. We have 23,000 members across northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and a small portion of southeastern Iowa. But we do have an awful lot of members working all throughout the construction industry throughout Chicagoland.
Well, thank you for joining us, Ed Maher, Communications Director, International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150. Time for a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.